Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Kia ora, Alice Canton.
Kia ora. I love that that was like a pre-context to the pre-context of the show. How very postmodern of you, Matthew. There's nothing like getting a little bit dramatic.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit thespy, a little bit dramaturgical, a little bit... I've got nothing else.
You got stage fright.
I do.
I'm trying to think of other terms.
I know there's so much going on. My baby is strapped to my front. She hasn't been in the studio for a while, so she's back trying to grab onto the microphone. You might hear her from time to time. She has opinions. She has reckons, just like now. And everything is a baby at the moment. So, like, she points to you, you're a baby, which is kind of humbling, you know?
Oh, well, I'm kind of big and round with a big bald head, so I'm going to be the biggest baby.
Yeah, yeah, the biggest baby of them all. But we're not alone, Matthew. We are joined. This is where it starts. We are talking about Running Into the Sun. I'm joined with Ben Ashby and Nadia Akbar. Welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you for having us.
Thank you. This is very fortuitous because Ben and I go way, way, way back. Way back to Christchurch, the Court Theatre Youth Company.
2014.
Thank you, OG Company, where that was in a past life. In a past life, I cared about the youth. Now, I don't give a shit. But we're here to talk about your show. Your award-winning show, if I stand corrected, it was winner of Best Show?
Best Theatre.
Best Theatre in the Melbourne Fringe, and also a show by an emerging
Best Emerging Company, yeah.
And which I die. Melbourne Fringe, of course, has got so much work happening in it. Incredible that you guys got those two accolades. That's no small feat. And you bring the show here. It's here. It's playing at Tamaki Makaurau this week. It opens tomorrow night at the Basement Theatre. I've heard it called an assault. And it's an assault and something else.
Yeah, it's assault on the senses. It's maximalist. It's if you've ever been to the Basement Theatre before, we've got a full drum kit in there. So to start off with, it's a little tiny concrete box with a low ceiling.
Yes.
So don't come if you like the peace and quiet.
Okay. Don't come. I don't want you to see you there. We only want to see people who don't want.
Honestly, it's the only way to get anyone to come to anything these days is to tell them not to come.
Don't come, and then they'll come.
We're living in a weird society.
And in fact, we've just got a new drummer for the Auckland season because our other drummer couldn't make the Auckland dates, but we've got a heavy metal drummer from the band Pig Destroyer, Levi Sheehan, who's coming in. So it's going to go really hard this week. We're so excited about
it. It's going to go off. So this is a multi-interdisciplinary. How do you describe it?
It has got two actors, four contemporary dancers, three jazz musicians, well, two jazz musicians and heavy metal drummer now, and one designer, and it's got scale projections across the whole stage for the whole thing, and it kind of goes in between clowning and theatre and singing and dancing. It's definitely not a musical, but it's like more like a punch in the face of a whole different types of art about how it feels to be a young person right now.
Okay, so tell me, how does it feel to be a young person now in relation to thematically what you're covering in the show?
You ask me else?
Matthew, you go.
Matthew, we'll start with you. How does it feel to be a young person today?
I'm gonna pass that back to you.
We've started caring about the youth again. Actually, when I was writing it, I was amazed that so many young people I talked to were just completely candid about how terrifying the future looked to them. And it was just really, I was like, this conversation is happening too many times to not talk about it. So I was like, let's write about it.
Yes.
And then I started writing about it, and that felt extremely depressing. So then I said, Nadia, we need some dancing, and my cousin Toby, we need some music.
Oh my gosh.
And then, family affair.
I love that. In true Ashby styles. Yep. Yep. Shout out to Rachel if you're listening.
Rachel Ashby is my older sister. Yep. BFM fans will know her.
Gorgeous.
You just sold out. You just sold out your show.
Based on the name alone. Family affair. So talk to me about... Nadia, about you are a dancer. You're a contemporary dancer, and you're a maker. But you're a maker, right? Yeah. And look, you graduated from the New Zealand School of Dance, which actually is renowned for producing a lot of extremely incredible technical dancers who often fill spots in dance companies, not necessarily makers. Mm. Where did you find that kind of voice for you, or that kind of desire to make your own stuff? When and where did that kind of happen?
I think we did get some training of that at School of Dance. I think it was in third year. I made a work, and I just loved making community through my dancing.
Yes.
And then when I was freelancing, we just kind of had to figure out a way to actually get jobs.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that old thing.
That old thing.
Yes. So then, because you're both based in Melbourne.
Yes, we are both based in Melbourne. Yes. But when we were living in Wellington, we were figuring out how I could dance and be paid for it. And then we're like, why don't we just make our own work?
Yeah, we both got kind of sick of auditioning for things and feeling a complete lack of autonomy around that, and instead felt like, oh, if we just make a tiny little weird thing and five people see it, it feels way better than just waiting and waiting for Peter Jackson to not cast you in something.
Like waiting for the phone. You know, it's interesting you talk about this, because really the most critical thing I think for artists to do is to make their own work, because you have to figure out what it is that you desire to see in the world, and sometimes you have to make that for yourself. But also sometimes it takes a really long time to do that well.
It's scary.
Yeah.
I think it took us, and you know, working together is also, as a couple, is hard.
Yeah, talk
trial
to me. I was going to say, what are the boundaries you put in the work to like protect your sanity and your relationship?
10 other people.
They help.
The first one we did together was Nadia's dance solo, which I in quotes directed, and realised very quickly that I just needed to sit in the room and be quiet.
Yeah.
Every time he said something, I'd frown at him.
Oh, you're gorgeous.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. So putting a bunch of musicians and a bunch of other dancers and actors actually made it much, much easier. And then just not talking about it in the middle of the night also made it much easier as well.
You gotta put a cap on that one.
But also it's great as well, because we don't have to, you know, hold meetings with each other. We can just talk about it whenever. So
You're not like,
pros and cons.
Please book me at 2 p.m. on Friday.
But also sometimes it is like that.
We love a healthy respect of people's time and scheduling.
Yeah.
So the work, as you say, it traverses many different medium. Mm. You are in the work as well as making the work. What is the conversation that you are trying to have with your audience?
We are trying to inspire activists to keep being activists, and also to give people some comfort about how hard it is to be a human being in the world right now. And like, we want it to be a really fun night out. Like, we wanted to talk, we wanted to make art that says something about the world, but we also wanted to make something that people want to come to and enjoy, because I just feel like it's so crazy to ask someone to come out of the house and not have a nice night.
You're coming to come to this and have a horrible time. Yeah. It's torturous. I need you to flagellate.
And we also realized that there's a lot of theatre, I think, that gets away with saying we're raising awareness about an issue, and then actually everybody who comes to the theatre is already on the same page as you. We don't need to be raising any awareness about the things we're talking about, but we do need to be talking about them and talking about all of the horrible geopolitical things going on in the world, and the, like, it's called running into the sun for a reason. It feels like we're, you know, on the verge of something horrible, but when you put it with some beautiful jazz music and some beautiful dancing and a bit of comedy, then it all goes down a bit smoother.
It does.
So how did you stay buoyant? How do you stay buoyant in this space when you're making work in this area? Because, look, it's really freaking important work, and it can be hard to be waylaid with the sorrows of the universe. How do you stay light? How do you stay, like, connected, present? How do you not slide into kind of self-destruction mode as artists?
There's lots of things. The first one is working with people that we love.
Yeah.
And like, oh yeah, what do
what
you
do
reckon,
you have
Evelyn?
To say?
She's like, I really have opinions. How do you do it, darling?
Well, we have a lot of thinking about working with our friends, and touring with our friends has been so much fun. We just did a week in Christchurch and a show in Hawea Flat, which was awesome. And everybody just has to buy in and be in the van and be on the road and be having a good time. And we realised that we want to make a show that at the end of the show you feel better than at the start of the show. And that is how we stay light, I think.
Yeah. And we've got the best team, the best people. So
and
that's
you've literally, like, how many in the company? Sorry, 10?
10.
Was it?
10. 10 in the touring
You're doing it kind of old school Red Mole styles. Like, everyone get in the van. Yeah. We're going to the theatre. Yep. We're going to put on a show.
Yep.
Yeah, big time.
There's something inspiring on that of that scale alone. I mean, Matt, in the kind of the music world, do you get bands doing that these days? It sort of feels like people've retired big touring parties doing shows.
Oh no, I don't know. They're still jumping on the road for sure.
It is tricky though, right? Like it's hard.
Yeah.
Resource wise and all.
It can be. There's no funding for it anymore either.
Yes. That is tricky.
Unless Sabrina Carpenter got some funding today. That was good to come down. So.
Okay. Well, that's great.
That is crazy.
Well, it was a $40 million. I'm feeling a bit cynical. There was $40 million for stadium tours, and as an indie promoter, I'm like, congratulations, guys.
That's awesome.
I hope 80 people come to my show.
Yeah.
I was going to say, and on that tour, we're at the venue, we're at the basement. A beautiful, sorry, she's knocking the microphone out of my face.
You guys should really see Alice wrangling this baby and microphone at the same time. It is truly impressive.
It's a show. It's called The Baby and the Mic. there is a show on this. Every theatre, every opportunity in my life is an opportunity to make a show. It's at the Basement Theatre. A gorgeous space. We love the basement. A lovely, cheeky little concrete bunker.
Yes.
You're there for 5 nights. You open Tuesday night.
Yep.
And it's an 8 p.m. show.
8 p.m. show. And it is 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. A tight 1 hour. Get a dinner beforehand.
I love a tight 60, guys.
Absolutely. As my dad's friend said, I could put up with anything for 60 minutes. And so that's why he bought his ticket.
And did he put up with
it? He put up with that. And at the end, he said, that was really interesting.
Yeah. Gorgeous. We love that.
My dad came to one of my plays one time and he said that was what I thought it would be.
Oh.
I was like,
I've actually never had that one for this show. Yeah. I think no one's come in real and been able to articulate that it was what they were expecting. I think
turns out he liked it, but it was funny. I was like,
anything else?
No, this sounds really cool. It's like, because you know, as you say, it's like lots of people doing things like raising awareness or basically creating stuff that makes you feel bad about what's happening. But you're obviously not, it sounds like you're not making people feel good about what's happening. But the one thing that with these sorts of issues is you do feel lonely and you feel alone. So there's like the one thing you can do is be with other people feeling good about being with other people.
Absolutely. And to jump off what Nadia said earlier about making community, like the serious thing about our A2 company is the name of our company. And we really think that making live performance builds community, and to make any kind of change in the world, you need community and community action. And so that is the purpose of this. It's like, we're going to bring the people together who are doing something and give them a reason to be hopeful and give them a reason to keep going. And that is what we really want to do with the show.
Guys, running into the sun at the Basement Theatre this week. A2 Company, thanks Ben and Nadia both for sharing your process and artistry. It's really lovely, and without that sort of air of cynicism, it's genuine. Genuinely nice to hear artists talking about something passionately and articulately. I'm going. Would you believe it? I'm going. It's going to be the first show I have seen in an evening in 16 months.
Whoa.
Not since David Korios's show in May 2024. So no pressure, but Mama's going to be out. And I'm going to be, because I go to the theatre for a spiritual experience, not for like any kind of social experience. So I'm just going to be there. I'm going to be like, don't talk to me. Don't perceive me. I'm just watching the show. I'm letting it wash over me. I'm trying to connect to my divine Po, my internal Po.
I'll give you $20 if you come in next week and say, I didn't talk to anyone. I didn't talk to everyone.
I'll put the glasses on and the shawl.
Yeah.
Thank you both so much, Break a Leg, for opening. I'll be there. Everyone should be there. You've got to see this show.
Beautiful.
Thanks so much for having us.
All right. Thank you. And I've got a song to play that's themed.
Oh.
Yeah, here it is.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.